Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, folks, listen, if you're still hanging around, man, you're a diehard. I apologize that we are on later than usual. See, when news hits, when news happens, I got to be there for the people, Vance. I got to be there for the people when the news comes around, and I got some news over on the MichiganInsider.com right now about punishment talks progressing, right? Punishment talks progressing. Sounds like there's been some movement. They budged a little bit, but they haven't moved enough. You need to check out. You need to check it out over on the MichiganInsider.com right now. If you are not a member, what are you waiting for? Because we are on top of it every step of the way over on TMI, okay? Right now, if you aren't a member, you can get in for, I think it's 50% off. Go check it out, themichiganinsider.com. But Vance, that sets the stage. That sets the table for today's discussion. And my brother, you my big brother. You're my counselor. You're my coach. You wear a lot of hats, Vance. You be like, Sam, calm down. Keep your eye on the prize. But you also, when I have a point, you say, Sam, you got a point. These coaches are whining right now, Vance. You're a lifelong coach. You know when a coach is shooting, when coaches are shooting it straight, and when coaches are crying. And it seems to me, and it seems like you agree, it's a lot of coaches crying right now.
There's a lot of coaches crying right now in the Big Ten. It's the University of Michigan, Ohio State, and everybody else talent-wise. It's just that simple. And it's been that way for the past several years. I mean, as a former coach myself, I never was concerned about what the other team was doing. As we broke them down, they were going to get into a certain groove, and we're going to try to take those things away. We're going to defend those type of things. If my guys are better than your guys, I'm going to beat you no matter what you do. So all this about stealing calls and that, people have been doing that for years. They really have. So that's nothing new. That's why the NFL went to the headsets. That's why you look on the, there you go, right? You got your own headsets. So that's why you look on the sideline, you have three or four offensive guys giving signals. You got to figure out which guy's live and which guy's not. And then they change them by quarters and a half. So it's hard to actually do that. But when people know that they can't beat you, they got to find some other reason why they're losing. Let me tell you why you're losing. You've been out-coached. You've been out-recruited. And that's why you're getting your brains beat out. So just wake up and smell the roses. You made a comment on a previous show about Nebraska's head coach complaining about whatever. Well, your team was bad. You lost to an average, below average Colorado team. I looked at that team. And before Michigan played you, I said, Michigan going to beat the brakes off of those guys. You know why? Because the quarterback going to turn the football over. You're going to end up in three down, and they're going to run duo until the birds came on. Guess what happened? Exactly what I just said. They had a better football team against you. Now, eventually, they don't get it done at Nebraska. Right now, you're just a bad football team. So right now, quit crying. Line up, tell your boys to strap it up, and let's go play. It's just that simple. Get your better football players. Go recruit. You got NIL right now. I call it legalized cheating. That's what NIL is. If I got more money, it's like free agency. I can pay more than you and give me a better football player. Go buy you some and quit crying.
All right. So, yeah, I got the two straps on the neck massager right now. I don't know what it is. I'm not getting a whole lot of sleep. I'm up late at night anyway, Vance. That's just the hours. It's just the job commands. It's not like when I get off work here, my wife and my boys are like, hey, you off? I got to be on when I get home too, but now I got to work on all this mess. So it's making me stressed out, Vance. It's making my neck seize up. You know, Devin, he talked about me carrying a bag on one strap. So I have been wearing two straps enough. I've been wearing it on one side, stressing me out on this side. So I got my neck massager helping me out, but I've been talking to you. I've been telling you about what I've been hearing. And Vance, you remember I told you, I said, Vance, the word is there were two teams that leaked Michigan's signals to Purdue in advance of the Big Ten championship game. And then afterwards, someone from that, you know, that received those signals was telling Michigan, hey, man, they gave us your signal sheet. You better get ready. You need to be prepared, because if they gave them to us, they probably going to give them to the playoff teams too. Now, automatically, I'm thinking Ohio State. This is my opinion. I was like, it's got to be Ohio State. Because, listen, I mean, they were already calling around. We had seen the word that they had called TCU to warn TCU, even though Michigan wasn't advanced. I mean, hell, it wasn't any games between the Big Ten championship game and the playoffs. So how was Michigan going to advance scout them, right? But they warned TCU. Stand the reason that maybe, who knows? I mean, what all did they share with TCU? Who would be sharing stuff with Purdue in advance of the Big Ten championship game? So I told you, I heard it was Ohio State and Rutgers. You remember that? Remember
yes, I said that?
Now, so check this out. Check out what John Bacon just put on Twitter. Let me go ahead and bring it up for the people so you can see that when I hear something, I didn't just throw it out there. You know, I wanted to get some people to corroborate. But it turns out that John U. Bacon just reported Big Ten's Tony Petitti was informed today that the two programs which fed Purdue Michigan signals before the 2022 Big Ten title game were Rutgers and Ohio State. Vance, what did I say? What did I tell you? What did I express to you, my man? Did I not tell you that?
You did. You called them out. That's just as bad as somebody going on the road scouting. What's the difference?
Hey, my man Ira Weintraub said that earlier this morning. Now, did Michigan pay? Did Ohio State or did Purdue pay Ryan Day or Ohio State coaches or staffers or whoever it was to turn this over? Did Purdue pay them? No, but it's still advanced scouting, right? It's still signals that you got that you didn't scout. It came from a game that you weren't in, and you got the returns, the ill-gotten gains from that. What is the difference, Vance? Can you explain to me what the difference is?
The only thing I'll say about this, I'm an old guy. I played in the Southwest Conference and played against the Big Eight in Oklahoma. If people were going back to the 80s when the Southwest Conference and the Big Eight broke up and combined, it was about cheating. What happened? Everybody started telling on everybody else. Remember, when you start talking, you got some dirty clothes in your own closet. And so the NCAA came in there, a lot of people got put on probation because they got angry and they started pointing the finger at each other. They went right back to them. Guess who have never really done that? The SEC don't tell on each other. They keep it secret. I know what's going on in the SEC. I was there. When I was at Michigan, I had to go into SEC country recruits. So I know some guys who were there. But they don't talk. Now, all these guys in the Big Ten running their mouth, guess what? When the NCAA start coming in, they just don't stop at one school. They start going to other schools. If you say something, they say, well, how do you get this information? They start looking at you. It's like the Internal Revenue Service. So be careful about pointing the finger and opening your mouth, because sometimes it comes back to bite you on your old butt. So be real careful.
I said this to you earlier, Vance. You know, I just don't think that how it used to be when it comes to, you know, what college football used to be. It used to be a lot of loyalty, you know, rivalries, everyone kind of getting together. I don't know why I'm freezing up over here. Let me go ahead and try to increase my signal, boost my signal over here so the people can get me a little bit better. But I don't know.
Somebody stole your signal.
Yeah, somebody stole my signal. Somebody stole my signal, man. Yeah, they stole my signal over here. Try to keep your man Sam down. Try to keep me out of the street. I'm going to keep talking. You can't silence me, sign stealer. I'm going to keep talking. It used to be, man, that you keep stuff in home. I tell my wife all the time, you know, we might argue, but when we out in the street, hey, we a unified front. It's me and you. If I'm wrong, I'm not wrong to the world. I'm wrong behind closed doors. We don't air our dirty laundry. Those days are gone. I don't look at the Big Ten as a conference anymore. These are business partners. You got one team telling out-of-conference teams what to do, how to beat them, what they do. That's just not, to me, that's not a league partner. That's not a brother in arms, if you will. That's just a business partner. And right now, these business partners have a little bit of strife that sounds like it's going to have to be worked out in court.
Well, I'll tell you what, in the NFL, that gets you fired. I had a guy happen probably about 15 years ago, a guy, he got released. And so what he did, he called the previous team they were going to play. So I got all the signals and formations. One guy said, I'm not doing that. So you shouldn't do that either. But then he called another guy on the staff and they took the information. Well, the NFL found out. Well, the one guy who gave the information, he was already fired. The other two guys, they got suspended because you're not supposed to do that. I mean, professionally, you're talking about ethics and morals. Hey, stop. I don't want to know that. Hey, you do what you got to do. I want no parts of that. So all you're telling me right now is that every other team in the Big Ten doing the same thing. So maybe all those guys who have done that, they should be suspended too. And then we can move on ahead and have maybe nobody with a head football coach in the Big Ten right now. Let the assistant coaches go coach and see what happens. Have new head coaches at the program.
You still got me over there? You can still hear me?
I can hear you live at 5.
All right. So listen, this is what I want you to do because I'm going to restart my computer. I'm not going to let them steal my signals.
Okay. I just lost the volume too.
I'm back.
There you go.
Look at that. I worked it out. They thought they were going to hold your man Sam down, and they couldn't do it. I figured it out, Vance. They were stealing my signs, and I changed my signal. I changed my signal, and I came back, and I beat that ass. I'm back in the house. Even with a broke neck, I'm back in the house. They trying to mess with me, Vance. Here's the deal. If you're Michigan and you believe that this is as prevalent as we all know it is, you got to refuse to lie down. You got to refuse to back down, to acquiesce, to give in, because they think that because that's what you used to do. I think one of the worst things I ever seen, I remember being at the press conference when the NCAA came down on the whole Chris Webber thing, and they were like, oh, it's a time of great shame. When I had seen Ed Martinson players all over the country, all right, been to games all over the country, but Michigan is the school to say, okay, we're taking it on the chin. He's a booster for, if he's a booster for Michigan, he's a booster for everybody. Now, I'm not saying that didn't deserve punishment. It didn't deserve the death penalty. Same premise here. Look, if Michigan committed a violation, I'm not saying don't punish them. I'm saying you don't go and give them a prison sentence for a speeding ticket. That's what we're talking about here. So Michigan's got to fight. Sounds like Michigan is going to fight. Be sure to check out the latest over on the MichiganInsider.com as we broke it down. And well, here's what's a shame, Vance, is it could impact the rest of these games because these Big Ten coaches want immediate action, okay? Now, if they had their druthers, Jim Harbaugh wouldn't be coaching this weekend. I'm talking about the rest of these Big Ten schools. They had their brothers. Damn. Jim Harbaugh wouldn't be coaching this weekend.
I would like to know which coach has said that. Come out publicly and state your case, period. Don't be behind closed doors, okay? If you actually feel that way, I would like to see each head coach with a statement behind their name make those statements. Now, I haven't seen that from any head coach in the Big Ten. It's all – well, he said, well, okay, who? Each head coach, put your name behind your statement. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, shut up.
Shut up.
Okay, hey, all I got to do is say this. Grow a pair, if you believe that, and come public and make those statements. Otherwise than that, you're a coward. I'm just going to call it you're a coward.
Hey, so this is one of the things I don't understand, Vance. If we're airing dirty laundry, I'm talking about now I'm inserting myself into the coaching fraternity in the Big Ten, right? So we airing our dirty laundry. We think Jim Harbaugh, we think he's cheating. We think this is the worst scandal in the Big Ten history. We demand immediate action because we have proof. If we're putting all that out there, right, why are we being anonymous about it?
Yes.
Why, to your point, the time for keep staying behind closed doors is when you want to keep things quiet, when you want to keep family business in the family. That y'all don't want to keep family business in the family. So like you said, Vance, come on out. I give Ryan Walters credit But at least he stepped out there and said, hey, yeah, we got they cheating. We got proof they were cheating. You know what? I think you're being a little petty. I'm a big Ryan Walters fan. I was disappointed. Everybody still signs. He had a couple dudes next to him in the Illinois game last year, one of which played at Michigan. So, I mean, in Michigan in that game, they're huddling. They're doing all kinds of things you don't see them do because they know their signs are getting stolen. But it's like, okay, all right, cool, cool. At least you put your name behind it. But the rest of these coaches, I don't get it, Vance. You explain to me why if all the coaches feel that way and Jim Harbaugh is on the outside, why don't all the coaches come out and put their name behind what they got to say?
They cowards. I'm just calling a spade, it's a coward. Man, most of the people on this show too young. I just watched a show called Hogan's Heroes and Sergeant Schultz. His favorite line, I know nothing, I hear nothing, I see nothing. That was always my motto. I mean, I used to recruit down in the South. I saw cheating. Coaches talked about it. But guess what I always say? I know nothing, I hear nothing, and I see nothing. That's them. And so my job is to do it the right way and get my kids prepared to go out and win. So when you start pointing fingers, four fingers come right back at you. So sometimes you need to be quiet and just go play. I mean, if that's the case, Ohio State with Urban, they won those championships. What was he doing that wasn't right? There's always something going on. You can find dirt on anybody from Nick Saban. You can go back to old school guys from the guy who was at Texas, Dale Raw, to Bo Schembechler, to Woody Hayes. It goes on and on and on. We need to stop this. Until all the facts come out, everybody just be quiet. Be quiet and go play football games. Just shut up. I mean, it gets old here. I just saw something on Twitter about Stephen A. Smith talking about they should ban University of Michigan. He knows very little about college football, but yet all of a sudden he has all the doggone answers. I could promise when things come out and it's something totally different, he's not going to say a word about it. And that's why I quit listening to all these crazy people talk, because they never have the facts. They start running their mouth, and then when they're wrong, they never come back and say they were wrong.
Here, listen. People have wrong opinions, right? People, I mean, that's look, if you own TV, you do what we do, Vance, you can't talk for any period of time and not have a wrong opinion.
That's right.
But a dumb opinion is different. A dumb and uninformed. Wait, you could be informed and have a dumb opinion. But if you have a dumb, uninformed opinion, I say, man, you should never comment on that topic again. This man and I, hey, look, Stephen A, I appreciate the hustle. But the man got on TV. Now, I grant it, you know, he doesn't watch a whole lot. But Ohio State, I would expect you to watch some. And Michigan, I'd expect you to watch some. A couple years ago, the man got on TV. And he talked about Dwayne Haskins. Rest in peace. And he said, you know, I just think Dwayne Haskins, I just look at him as more of a runner. And, you know, he's a runner. So, you know, I just don't know that he's going to be able to get it done. The most prolific passer in the history of Ohio State is a runner. He just stereotyped his own people. He saw a black quarterback and said, because he's black, he must be a runner. He didn't watch even a single second of Dwayne Haskins before making that opinion. So it was dumb and uninformed, and he's a smart dude. So my point in bringing that up is, don't comment on college football. Don't comment on college football. NBA, even NFL. Like, you know, that it's a bit of a stretch, but still, I give him NFL. But Stephen A, come on, man. Dwayne Haskins is a runner. After but you say that, I can't listen to
him. Sam, is that the ESPN is talking against Michigan? Fox is talking for Michigan, or they're neutral? Now, something's wrong with that picture, because they both should be saying the same thing if they're actually newsmen. But again, they're taking the sides, whoever paying them their money. That's the side they take, and that's sad. So, again, that's why I don't listen to any of them. It drives me crazy. I mean, the only person I actually like, I like Greeny, and I like Shannon Sharp. The rest of them, you can throw them all in the trash can.
You know who I like on ESPN?
Who?
I like Kimberly. Kimberly. You don't watch she's one of the NFL beat writers.
I don't watch much NFL.
Okay.
So I can't say that.
Oh, yeah, man. Kimberly Martin. I like Kimberly Martin a lot. I think she gets down. Got informed opinions, really good sources. I did Kimberly, but, man, some of the rest of these dudes, like, come on, man. Like, this, you know what? Here's what you're supposed to do. And this is why I have you on, Vance. I have you. I have Al. I have Devin. When you don't know everything that you want to know or that you want to convey about a subject, you bring the experts on to fill in the gaps, right?
Yeah.
There's a whole lot. Clearly, we're learning over the years with you, Vance. There's a lot we thought we knew about football that we don't know about football, right? We're playing at a lower level, watch a long time. There's a whole lot we don't see. Even after years of working with you, Vance, whole lot we don't see. I mean, the problem with some of the writers is they get to the point where they think that they know as much as the coaches. That's why when I pull out of stuff, like I know Al charts a lot, right? So I say, Al, chart for me how many yards are thrown in structure versus improv yards. Now, I know he does that kind of thing. I'm not going to sit there and chart that for a whole game, right? But that's kind of my point. So if you're Stephen A., you don't know about Dwayne Haskins, or you don't know about this with Michigan. You don't know about stealing size, how prevalent it is, right? Ask an expert. Get the experts on if you don't know. Don't just spout off. Like, come on, man. Set a good example for the rest of the people. Come on.
That's part of the problem. When you think you are the example, you can't set an example. And that's part of the problem. When you think you know it all, you know nothing. And that's some of these people that's talking out there. That's why I sit back. This past weekend, I was looking at a football game, Sam. I turned the volume off. My wife said, well, you watching the game in there? I said, yeah, I just got the volume off. I'm tired of listening to people who don't know what they're talking about. It gives me a headache.
Fans dropping bars. Fans dropping bars today. We need to talk some actual football. All right. I'm sorry. I had to take the microphone away from my mouth because when I get excited, I get a little animated. I get a little loud. Right. My wife says, why are you talking so loud? I'm sorry. I apologize. Getting a little passionate, a little fired up, because part of me still can't believe we're here. Still can't believe, because Vance, I never played a down of college football. I played peewee. I played elementary. I played middle school. I played in high school. Do you know at every level we have people taking signs from the opposition? At every level. Like, what are we talking about where this is a thing, where this is a scandal? Where I saw a scandal. A scandal is Bill Self, right? And didn't he just sign, like, the most lucrative contract in the history of college basketball? That's a scandal. This, I mean, you feel like if you're going to get this kind of punishment, you might as well go buy players. If this gets you that kind of punishment, might as well go buy. Might as well make the juice worth the squeeze, right?
Hey, I got this story. I was at the University of Michigan. This is back around 98. I'm recruiting in a certain state. I can't mention it. And I'm not familiar with the area, so I have a buddy of mine. He was at the school. So we recruit the same guy. He said, Vance, you're wasting your time. I said, what are you talking about? I said, I'm University of Michigan. He driving because I don't know my way around. He said, Vance, you're wasting your time. They told me to get this guy at all costs. I said, what does that mean? He looked at me while you drive. I said, man, look at the road. He said, all costs. I mean, in other words, he was bought and paid for. That's back in the 90s. So when they talk about scandals, if they want to actually have scandals, they would go and start researching, investigating some of the real issues in college football. This thing here, yeah, if this guy went out and did everything he said, is that a violation? Yes, it is. And as you said before, that rule went into effect because there were certain schools didn't have the money to some people on the road. That's why that went into effect. So at the end of the day, it's a violation if it happened. It's a minor violation. Move on. You are getting beat week in and week out because the University of Michigan has better players than what you have at the present time. It's just that simple. So let's move past that. Let's just talk about what it's all about the games. I mean, people don't like hardball. The NCAA don't like hardball. Other people in the Big Ten don't like hardball. Okay, that's your issue. Find a way to beat him. It's just that simple. How do you beat him? You get better players and start coaching. It's just that simple.
And so Vance, 41-13, Michigan beat Purdue. And they didn't steal any signs. You don't – it's unbelievable, Vance. They still scored 40 points, still gave up only 13. And they didn't steal any signs. It's just unbelievable that they were able to achieve that without stealing signs, Vance? How did they do it? How did they do it, Vance?
Well, it's like if you go to the Kentucky Derby, how many donkeys you see out there running? You see pure thoroughbreds. Donkeys aren't running a race. So right now, Coach Walter is going to get the job done. But right now, he's playing with a bunch of donkeys. And he's winning against thoroughbreds. And so far this year, against the teams he played so far, the sign's better. I mean, it's like we Secretariat and they donkeys. And it's just that's just being honest. So you can sit back and say, well, we must have shot Secretariat with some steroids. Well, when Secretariat died, he had one of the biggest hearts and lungs you've ever seen. And that's why Secretariat was so great. Right now, Michigan has that kind of talent. That's why they're winning. So people, get over yourselves and let's move on. Put the helmets on. Let's go play football. For all you non-athletes who never really played Pee Wee Herman football, man, just shut up and just enjoy watching good football games. I'm sick and tired of hearing all these people cry.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Folks, if you have questions for Vance, we'll get to a few. I don't want to hold Vance too late. He was kind enough to indulge me as I had to write this story. He knows. It's like, oh, Vance, I got to write this real quick. Give me a second. He was kind enough to stay on. So I will jump straight to the questions if you have a few so we don't have to keep Vance too long. But I do want to get your comments on two things before we start getting to the questions from the people. Okay. What did you think of the Purdue game? Number one, Michigan's performance in that game. And how do you think Michigan matches up with Penn State?
I thought this was probably one of our best defensive performances. The secondary, which I've been very critical of this year, they probably had their best game, and they played more man-to-man in this game than any other game. And either that means that Purdue, as I said, had donkeys running wide receiver, couldn't run, so they said, we can cover these guys. And so they played 7-8-man box the whole ball game to stop the run. And the game was a lot worse than what the score indicated. It was an old-fashioned whipping. I mean, they scored them points, 6 points here, and then at the touchdown at the end, which doesn't count. Against Penn State, Penn State's going to get off the bus blitzing us. They're going to give our offense a tough time. They're going to say, can your receivers beat our corners man-to-man? That's what they're going to say. And if we can't beat them throwing the football man-to-man, it could be a tough game for us. A game we're going to still win, but it's going to be a tough game for us. On the other side of the ball, the quarterback, he is a guy who manages the game. He showed that versus Ohio State. Because Penn State's defense shut down Ohio State. The difference was the offense can do anything. And the way our defense is playing right now and the different things we execute up front, the different blitzes and fronts we have, Penn State's going to have a problem. You have to be able to run a ball on Michigan's defense to have success to open up a pass game. So, again, I think we should win by 17 points.
Ooh, 17, man.
I made it close. 17 points.
Ooh, well, hey, listen. Far be it for me to disagree with the man who was a member of the staff in 1997. I believe, was it number one versus number three or number two versus number three?
I think it was two versus three. They were ranked ahead of us.
Right. And so you go into Happy Valley, and I remember them saying, hey, man, it's going to be a reckoning for Michigan. Michigan hadn't played anybody to that point. Remember they were saying that? Michigan hadn't played anybody to this point, right? And you went into Happy Valley, and if you could talk the youngsters through that, Vance, what you remember about that day, what you remember about that performance that vaulted you to the number one team in the country, what would you tell the folks who weren't there to see it?
That was old-fashioned football. The physicality of the game, The biggest play of the game is when Dadrian Taylor hit this tight end on the sideline. They both were knocked out. It ended both of their careers. But after that, Penn State set it down. We just physically just beat them like a drum. They had a whiteout. That's why I keep telling people they shouldn't be having whiteouts when they play Michigan, because we put maize and blue all over all that whiteout there. So that just set us on a platform. We just took off after that. We just physically just beat everybody up, including Ohio State and anybody who showed up. I mean, so again, for Penn State, they're going to blitz. We're going to hit a few big plays on them, and defensively, we should dominate that ball game. So again, 17 points. I'm going to give Penn State some credit. They have an excellent coaching staff, but we're going to win by 17 points, maybe more than that.
All right, get a couple questions in for you, Vance, so we can get you out of here. Nala wants to know, Vance, please touch on how you would game plan against Penn State in terms of, A, our defense versus the Penn State offense, and then our offense versus the Manny Diaz blitzing defense. How would you game plan both sides of the ball, Vance?
Right now, I don't keep going. I'm doing defensively. I mean, I pressure. Their receivers, I think, are a lot like the dual receivers. They send me to run away from us. We can play man. We can load the box. We get them a second long and third long. The things we do defensively, low defense, even defense, and the pressures we have, that quarterback will get rattled. So I think we'll be fine right there. With what Manny does on defense, I think you're going to see some two tight ends, three tight ends, different formations. They'll have a problem covering Loveland out of those two and three tight end formations. That'll protect us versus the blitz, which at the same time, it gives us a chance to overload the side, to run our duo and run the counters off of it to get some run fits in there. And off of run fits, all of a sudden now, when the secondary starts getting closer to the line of scrimmage, we throw the ball over their heads. So you're going to see from two tight end, three tight end offense by Michigan trying to run the football. That's going to open up a passing game for us like it did last year.
So, Vance, late in the game, I don't know if you saw, if you were watching toward the end, but We Being Co says on the Purdue touchdown with 18 seconds left in the game, I believe Saint Ristel should not be using press technique. Am I correct in saying Mikey messed up on that play, or is it by design? Do you remember? Were you watching at that point, Vance?
I got to be honest. The game was over. I turned to watch a different ball game. And anytime you're playing any type of man-to-man, I always told my defensive backs this. It's your choice. You can press the playoff. If it's third down in certain situations, you have no choice. You got to press. So Mike was doing what he was taught to do. And I didn't see the play, so whatever happened, maybe he just got beat. His technique wasn't very good. So I can't comment on a play I didn't see.
Yeah, here's what you did see, and we didn't see this guy much in the second half. I got to check on it. I get a lot of questions about Josh Wallace. But you covered Josh Wallace in this week's film study. You were really impressed. And I was remarking during the game, like, man, this looked like his best game, and you confirmed that.
It was his best game. His technique, the things he did, he tackled well. He covered well. He had a couple of pass breakups. To me, this was his best game. Overall, and again, I'm going back to this is the first game I saw them play that much man-to-man. And they did a great job. I was really surprised. I mean, so my hat's off to them. They changed up, and Purdue was not ready for Michigan to play man-to-man. It showed. They didn't have the game plan to attack what they were doing. And so, again, the defensive staff did a great job, and the players executed the defense to perfection.
All right. Only a couple more. Haseeb Sadat says, Sir Vance-a-Lot, do you think their running back is going to have enough success against our defense to cause – maybe they got two. But do you think they're going to have enough success against our defense to cause major problems?
No, not at all. Not at all. They are a running team. But guess what? We built for the run. The things we do, again, if you go to the film breakdown, you're going to see strike as a form of Sam. Then we run Will. Then we ran the Mike. So we do different things off the edge, bringing different people and moving the front to disrupt the run game. So when you get ready to prepare for our defense, you don't know what to prepare for. I mean, you have to go back. What did they do to us last year? We're going to see some of the same things, but they have some different personnel, so we got to also put that in there. Our defense is very difficult to prepare for because we give them so many different things. So when you're a running team, are they going to hit some plays here and there? Of course they are. It's a good football team. But at the end of the day, not enough to hurt us.
We've seen the last couple of weeks, number 13, DJ Waller, a bit. And you talked about him. He said DJ Waller, blank name, says DJ Waller looked back and not up, and that's what caused that 40-yard gain. What did you had an observation about the young fella out there? He's a long kid. What did you think of him?
I think he has a lot of upside. He hadn't played a lot. He stopped. Man, he stopped like the play was over with, to be honest. That's what I saw. I had a kid do the same thing to me. He was a freshman kid. We were playing Oklahoma. He said he heard a whistle and stopped. It was a 40-yard game. I played cornerback. I never heard a whistle. When they players stopped, I stopped. He was my whistle. So I think the kid just got out there, made a mistake, and he actually stopped.
Vance, one guy in 1997 who set the tone out the gate was Glenn Steele. Glenn Steele set the tone out the gate. I know you remember. So Jorge said Mason Graham going to be a huge key to the defense. Does Mason Graham have a Glenn Steele type day on Saturday against Penn State?
Well, see, to me, Mason Graham is more like Rob Arenas. See, because Glenn Steele was playing defensive end. Mm-hmm. He was on the outside. So I think that Graham is going to have a big game inside. But again, if you go back, how many plays does he play a game? What, 25 plays? They rotate guys in, so they keep them fresh. That's another reason why the defensive plays so well this year. They never tire because they rotate guys. The front seven, which includes the linebackers, they play a lot of guys. So we keep guys fresh. We keep guys healthy. So in the third and fourth quarter, we play faster. And I think at the end of the day, because of that, they're not going to hurt us. We'll be in great shape. And Graham, again, I'm a fan of his. He's going to have a great game.
Last one for you, Van, so we can get you out of here. You get back to Maggie and Tiki. Tell them I said thanks. Tell them the people said thank you. But let us go a little extra time. Nala said, Vance, what do you think of the Penn State offensive line and the Penn State defensive line?
I think their D-line is pretty good because of what they're doing defensively. Their offensive line, again, I watched them versus Ohio State, and I don't know how good Ohio State's defense in front is, but they really struggled versus Ohio State. They really did. So I think we're more athletic than Ohio State's defensive line, so I think we're going to have to find ways to have great success in playing the backfield Penn State offensive line. I really do.
Explain this for the lay people. This will be the last one, Vance. So they ran one duo Saturday. You know, that's their favorite one, but they ran one duo. And Purdue, like Illinois, like some of these eye front teams that we've seen, they close down these inside gaps. They try to force you to run outside. Can you explain conceptually how they do that? And I'll tell you, Michigan made a conscious decision to not provide the answer that I know they would provide against Penn State if Penn State's having some success knocking them out inside. But how or why was Purdue, Illinois last year, why were they able to close down inside gaps like that?
I want to go back to the TCU game. Remember last year, TCU game, I said, do not run in the A and B gaps because it's closed because of what they're doing. And so you're seeing some of the same things right now. So to attack that, you run counters, you run powers, you just run one gap wider. So 2 weeks ago, I heard you now talk about, well, we run in different forms of dual counter, no dual power, those type of things. All you're doing is taking a one hole wider. You are taking what the defense is giving you. The defense said, we're going to take away this particular play. Okay, take it away. This is the counter to that play. We're going to run one hole wider. Everything's pretty much the same, except we're just taking a hole wider. That's all it is. So if you take away one thing, if you're a good football team, you don't have just one play. You have a variety of plays off of that one look, and that's what you're seeing right now.
Yeah, so Michigan chose counter. And we talked about it. I mean, you can't get the Willie backer. You can't get the weak side backer. But you can those edge guys that are firing off, you're going to kick that guy out. You can get up inside there. They just weren't beating. They weren't beating the free defender like we saw them do last year. But duo, they got an answer. And we saw them with that answer against who is it? UNLV. They played like a couple 3-3-5 teams out the gate. Mm-hmm. Right. And what did they do? They put a read on the duo.
Yeah.
They put a read on the duo and it got them outside. Like Michigan, they're not an outside zone team. You know, they worked on a little bit, but that's not their style. Their best outside run play is J.J. McCarthy. And they chose not to run J.J. in that game. And you know they chose not to run J.J. in that game because they didn't run duo. That's the sure sign. If you want to know what they're thinking, just read into them not running duo. That tells you right there they're saying we're not gonna run JJ today. Because had they done that, they're gonna get some yards outside, just like they did with that reverse and that jet sweep. That play was there to be had, but they said, listen, we're not gonna waste JJ running the football against these dudes. Right? We gonna run them against Penn State, though. Gonna run them against Penn State.
They're gonna have to run them versus Penn State. JJ, okay. If JJ has a big game running the football, it'll be a blowout. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Okay, so this really is the last question, Vance. Last one. Let's say the Big Ten comes down and they suspend Jim Harbaugh for the Penn State game, for the sake of argument, and that Michigan can't get an injunction in time. This is one of the things, like, if let's say they came down with a punishment on Friday, that'd be some BS if they did it like that. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, they did. How badly do you think that would impact Michigan's ability to win that game in Happy Valley if they had to do it without Jim?
It won't. All you're going to do is piss off the players. So you're disrespecting our coach. They're going to be more focused. They're going to be angry. They're going to say, let's win it for coach. And you're going to have a team that's going to go in there and they will destroy Penn State. It won't be a game. It'll be a physical abuse. They should have to call the law on Michigan's football team for how badly they beat Penn State if they suspend Jim Harbaugh. Because they're going to be pissed off. What did I tell you 2 weeks ago? I said, all this talk that you're in for 2 weeks, all you're doing is pissing off the team. They're going to come back focused. And guess what they did to Purdue? They just physically abused them. They should have called the law. Somebody should be on the sideline. Can I get the police down here? They just beat my kids to death. That's what that shit is done. So you don't want you. That's the last thing you want to suspend Jim. You're going to piss off the football team.
That's right. That's right, man. I got so carried away. I do have one thing I got to tell you all about. I got to tell you all about the great app. The new app that we are a part of, where you can check out the football breakdowns, advance, all the stuff that we write over on the Michigan Insider, any podcasts we have, some other great sites, all the things that you consume as a fan. Guess what? You can find them on Tom Brady's app, Autograph. Now, the great thing about Autograph, and we told you about it last week, great thing about it is all of the things that you do as a fan are available on this app, right? The things you read, the places you go, you'll earn rewards just for doing the things that you already do. And you'll be able to redeem those rewards for special prizes and gifts. All you got to do is go download the Autograph app over at the Apple Store. I wish I could tell you it was available for Android right now. It's not yet, but they tell me. Tom's people tell me it's on the horizon. It's going to be available for the Android people as well. But right now, it is only available for iOS users. Okay? So you have an iPhone, go over to the Apple Store, download the app right now, and get started on Autograph. That way, all the people who have been asking me about, do you have an app? Sam, where's your app? Well, Tom Brady came to the rescue, and he said, I got an app for you guys. I could fix that for you. Just like he fixed things for Bill Belichick, he fixed things for us. And so now, anything we do as far as content is concerned, it'll flow right through the app. Other great sites like MGo Blog, you can read what they put on there as well. The Professor and the Pundit, that podcast comes through. All the things that you do as a fan, available for you right there in the palm of your hand. And when you do those things, when you read an article, when you read that piece that I just put up on the MichiganInsider.com right now, right? Talking about progress in the punishment talks with the Big Ten, you get points for reading that story. It does not get better than that. Special Michigan events that you go to, you get points just for showing up and checking in. That is different. That is better. That is what Tom Brady is allowing you to do with his great app. For those of you who are listening and can't see on the screen, if you're listening on a podcast, just go to link.ag.fan/Sam Webb. That is link.ag.fan /Sam Webb. And the code is Sam Webb, no space. And go ahead and get that app and get started. Get started getting rewarded for your fandom. I'm also going to put the link in the comments, and be sure to check it out. Get the autograph app now. Some special opportunities, special prizes available just for you, Michigan fans. Go ahead and get started with the autograph app now. Vance, brother, I love you. I appreciate you for indulging me. The people appreciate you. They talk about how much they love you in the comments for staying late today. Tell Maggie I'm going to have to send her something special for giving us some of your time, right? All right? So we appreciate you, and we'll see you next. Hey, give the people a score, this Michigan-Penn State game.
We're playing the Happy Valley. I'm going to go 31-14.
31-14. From Vance's lips, folks. We'll be back next week to break it all down on the Michigan Football Breakdown, focused on the defense with Vance Pepper. We'll see you next week.
Go Blue.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.